Well, of course, on Thursdays, we do our Forever Home feature, and we tell you about animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. There's a new batch looking for their forever homes, and Marty Kitson joins us this morning. She doesn't work at an animal shelter. She's actually an extension educator with Minnesota Sea Grant. Marty, good morning. It's so great to have you with us.
Hello, Lisa. I'm excited to be here today to talk about Minnesota Sea Grant and Minnesota Aquarium Society hosting the first fish and plant surrender event and auction that's happening in the cities this Saturday.
Now, I would really like to think that nobody would be releasing aquarium fish into their local lake, pond, stream at this time of year because they'd have to dig a hole with an ice auger or something first, probably. But people still think, just as perhaps they think, you know, if you don't want your dog or your cat, you open the door, you boot them out, they'll figure out a way to live, that your aquarium fish can do the same. And that's not the case at all. Is that right?
Right. Owners of aquatic pets and plants should not release them into waters of our state. In the best case scenario, it's not really very kind to the individual fish because of the unsuitable living conditions. It'll probably kill the fish. And in the worst case scenario, cool water fish like cold goldfish or koi or mosquito fish may reproduce and potentially become invasive in that water. And they can also carry disease that could infect other fish. So the surrender event is a way for owners to responsibly transfer pet ownership to another individual who would like a new fish instead of releasing that fish into Minnesota's waters.
So the plan is that people come on Saturday, and this is taking place down in the cities in Bloomington. We'll get a link set up so people can find the information. And nobody's asking any questions. Nobody's going to try to make you feel bad about yourself. You just bring your fish and your aquarium plants in, and you drop them off at the event. And then how do the plants and fish find their new forever homes?
Well, after they're dropped off, there will be an auction, and proceeds for the fish that are dropped off will then be used to promote fish excellence within the Minnesota area, and the fish will either be sold off or adopted or rehomed.
So this is kind of a win-win-win for everybody. Once again, let's touch on just briefly what some of the dangers are to our ecosystems if people are dumping fish into the lake or into their local pond or river or the aquatic plants. And I would imagine that the plants might perhaps stand a slightly better chance of surviving and living to create problems.
Some do. We've had examples of invasive fish and invasive plants that have overwintered here in Minnesota. You may remember a few years ago, back in 2005, I believe, we had a goldfish problem right here on the University of Minnesota Duluth campus.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yep. And so this was a case where fish were released, and individuals who were doing it meant no harm. They were just looking to release those fish for them to have a new home. But the trouble is the fish found each other, were able to reproduce, and then really changed the ecosystem within Rock Pond.
Are there any plans, perhaps, to do an event like this on a smaller scale? I'm thinking maybe in the spring when students from the several colleges and universities in our area are getting ready to go home, and maybe that's the time they're tempted to dump the fish?
Yeah, we are looking for other organizations with whom to partner so we can host more of these events throughout the state. And so listeners can stay tuned for a reptile surrender event that will be held here in Duluth later in 2016. And if we can find a partner who is able to take on fish or other aquarium or pond pets, we'd also be interested in hearing from them.
I think I know who you'd be working with the reptile surrender event. So
yes, we'll be working with Roger Hill from the Snake Pit.
Yes, and his wife Sarah Glessner.
That's correct.
Good friends of reptiles and everywhere, and you know they're not too bad with human beings either, as a matter of fact. Well, I tell you what, we'll get some information posted on our website, Marty, so that people who want more information or maybe organizations that would like to partner to find new forever homes for the fish and aquarium plants can get in touch with you. And thanks so much, Marty, for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
Marty Kitson, our guest from Minnesota Sea Grant. She's the extension educator. Coming up this weekend in the cities is a surrender event for your aquarium fish and your aquarium plants. Do not dump them in local lakes and rivers. If it doesn't kill them, they will survive to create a problem as invasives. And there's hope that we can get some local events going on up here in the Northland, as a matter of fact. So stay tuned to KUMD, and we'll let you know what's going on.